Now, we're going to talk about the dangerous things that you should let your kids do. 50 of them. 50 dangerous things you should let your children do. Obviously, that title really catches your attention. And we have Gay Vertelli joining us now on themots.ca. Well, were you just dangling that out there being provocative, or do you really want us to let our kids do dangerous things?
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
The point of the book is actually to get people to think about the value of these activities that we categorize as dangerous, because they're not actually dangerous. I mean, there is an element of risk involved, but the benefit of doing these activities far outweighs those inherent risks. So, yeah, it is a deliberately provocative title. You know, we have to sell books.
yes, but, that's the way it works, yeah.
Aren't you honest?
but the message is true and honest, which is that, you know, these are just great childhood experiences that have started to fall by the wayside in this era of overprotection.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what kind of activities are we talking about here?
Well, it ranges from the simple and almost trivial activity like licking a 9-volt battery to what you might think of as kind of kitchen science experiments, like cooking something in the dishwasher or putting strange stuff in the microwave.
Like what kind of strange stuff in the microwave?
Well, we describe three things, but and I'll tell you what they are. But we also kind of lay out the proper operating procedure or experimenting procedure to try putting something else in a microwave. And, you know, within certain guidelines, it's a completely safe platform for scientific inquiry. And we describe that so mm-hmm. that kids and families can, you know, treat it as a fun experiment. So the three things, though, are CD, which is a CD, if you look at it carefully, is actually a thin sheet of aluminum mm-hmm. sandwiched between two discs of plastic. And, you know, we always hear, don't put metal in the microwave, don't put metal in the microwave. Well, this sort of illustrates graphically why you would not want to put metal in the microwave.
Without blowing the place up.
Yeah. Well, and it doesn't, actually, you know, microwaves are designed to encapsulate accidental fire inside. They're mm-hmm. pretty safe in that sense. And if you follow a few simple rules, like never power your experiment for more than 10 seconds, most of these operations are completely safe.
Okay, now some of the other things that you have, like burn things with a magnifying glass, throw a spear, yeah. drive a nail, drop stuff from high places, make a rope swing. Are you telling me yep. that's hardly dangerous?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I've been talking to parents and educators for the last 5 years about children and danger and risk, because we have a school called Tinkering School where we teach kids how to use power tools and to build big things. The book is fascinating because in every community that I take it to, where I speak with parents and educators, no one can agree on what the dangerous activity is in the book, but for everyone, there is an activity or two where they get a little beyond their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so we all describe or define dangerous differently is the point, right? But you've had stories from people or listened to news media where at schools they're stopping kids from having snowball fights, or they won't let them slide down a hill toboggan anymore because somebody might hurt themselves.
That's right. That's right. And the problem with that is that a lot of those rules that are imposed in schools especially are because of liability concerns.
Yes, yeah.
You know, the threat to the school system is too great. And the reason that's such a kind of perfidious, creeping, evil behavior is that children and parents start to develop the opinion that there's actually something bad about tobogganing or mm-hmm. using a swing set.
Right. Now, the bad thing, Okay, I would just say, though, the bad thing about tobogganing is if you pick a hill that has a fence at the very bottom of it or a road.
A lot of trees and big rocks.
Yeah, you know, then, of course, that's dangerous. We have to use our brains when we were, but that's our job is to look after our kids, right? To make
so maybe
things.
The better thing is to teach the kids how to evaluate and mitigate risk, you know, and that's what the book is really about, is laying a foundation and creating a kind of context for families to discuss, you know, risk assessment with their children.
Right.
To look at these activities and say, okay, I'm going to give you a magnifying glass. What do you think are the dangerous outcomes of this? And, you know, then you can talk about how to prevent accidental fire and what to do if a fire starts. And and then you can trust your kid in the backyard with a magnifying glass.
Well, if you give a small child a magnifying, you know what he's going to do with it. He's going to go to the nearest anthill. That's what you do with a magnifying glass.
No, that's just mean.
I think we have an opportunity here to teach kids a little bit about empathy as well.
Sure. And being sensible. I guess that's really what it's about. It's a reflection on society and how we've become just overprotective and all of those things. So, Gaver, thank you very much for joining us today. 50 Dangerous Things. I think it would be a fun book for lots of parents to
sit down and go over with your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate your joining us.
Well, head on over to 50dangerousthings.com and check it out.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Gaver.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And that's Gaver Tully, who is the author of 50 Dangerous Things. And you may say, oh, well, that's dangerous. Or, you know, that's it will start a debate, too.
Kids and power tools, have. Not the greatest combination.
No, but supervised at a certain age when you want them to learn how to do things for themselves with a parent.
But even while you're supervising, you know, you can lose your thumb just like that.
There's the debate. We are the Motts on themotts.ca.